This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Summer in Vietnam is brutally hot. And this year, the political heat is on as well for those who want more democracy in that one-party communist state. The government has launched a major crackdown on dissent. The international community, including the United States, has protested and has been told, politely, it's not their business. NPR's Michael Sullivan has more from Hanoi.
Last month, Vietnam's President Nguyen Minh Chet addressed a lawyers' conference in Hanoi and vowed to go after those who, quote, trample democracy and human rights. Just a week later, one of Vietnam's most respected human rights lawyers, Lê Công Đinh, was arrested. His crime? Conducting propaganda against the government and, according to the Vietnamese media, calling for multi-party democracy. Shortly after the lawyer's arrest, the president gave another speech, one that addressed the international community's criticism of the arrest.
Every nation has its own laws, and those who violate those laws are punished. In this case and some others, they say we violate human rights, but we must be strong and firm in rejecting such criticism and act according to our own law.
In short, Vietnam's Communist Party has no intention of loosening its grip on political power. Lawyer Đinh's arrest is just one of several in the past few months, the biggest crackdown in years. And almost all of those detained, says Vietnam watcher Carl Thayer of the Australian Defense Force Academy, were associated with the outlawed Democratic Party of Vietnam.
Here we're looking at people, Fulbright scholar trained in the United States. The most recent arrest was a Vietnamese-American at the University of Tennessee. Another was an IT graduate from France. These are the up-and-coming youth, well-educated, MA degrees, law degrees, highly literate, highly computer-savvy. And I think the concern is their ideas can spread.
Which might help explain why the government worked so hard, so fast, to make its case against Lê Công Đinh in public. Just days after his arrest, police played videos of Lawyer Đinh's confession at simultaneous news conferences in Hanoi and Ho Chi Minh City. The government even provided foreign reporters with DVDs of the confession, all in an effort to show the world and their own people that he and his accomplices were subversives determined to overthrow the government. The confession was given prominent play in Vietnam's state-controlled electronic media, both on TV and online. The crackdown may also be based, in part, on the government's sensitivity about an issue being hotly debated in the Vietnamese blogosphere, a maritime sovereignty dispute with neighboring China. Analyst Carl Thayer.
And they're very sensitive on the South China Sea issue, particularly since in this time period we're talking about, China instituted a unilateral ban on fishing in the South China Sea and really put the Vietnamese fishing industry on the back foot and even arrested boats and confiscated their catch. And so when domestic dissidents raise this issue, they're touching on very sensitive issues for the top leadership. It doesn't know how to treat China, and so it's falling prey to the charge that they're selling out to China by being too soft.
Cracking down on dissent is unlikely to bring that criticism to an end, but it can help contain it for now. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.